Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, you know, I have gained some weight over the holidays. I imagine all of you have too, because I love to eat. I'm one of the few guys that has a full-on pizza oven in my kitchen. Me and Emeril Lagasse and Wolfgang Puck, I've got a pizza oven in my kitchen. Why? Because I'm a foodie. So I know I got to go on a diet. That'll be thing number one to do in the new year 2018. But for now, I just bought a gym too. You probably heard about that. But first thing we got to do is talk to a guest that I've been hearing about from a dear friend of mine. She says, you got to talk to this guy, Steve DeFilippo. And he owns a restaurant called Davio's. They have them in Philly and Austin, in Boston and Atlanta. He's the official chef for the Boston Red Sox. Here is a guy who is doing something right. So we're going to extract from him today the secret sauce of his success. Kind of like my show that I did, which was Business and Burgers with Microsoft. We did 40 episodes last year. Businessandburgers.com. You guys can check it out. Don't get it backward. It's not burgers and business. It's business first, because at the end of the day, you got to remember about your costs and making money. Business and Burgers. So our guest right now has also written a book. It's called It's All About the Guest: Exceeding Expectations in Business and in Life, the Davio's Way. And Steve DeFilippo is on the line with us right now. Steve, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Good, good. I hate to correct you right off the bat.
Tell me.
We have a couple corrections.
Okay? Please, please.
First of all, I'm not the chef for the Red Sox. I wish I was the chef.
Well,
for
this
Red
is
Sox,
what they so tell me. I'm just reading off of a script.
No, well, it's kind of close. It's close. I'm more closer to the Patriots, because what they have, there's a big event the night before the Super Bowl every year. It's called the Taste of the NFL, and we raise a lot of money, millions of dollars for charities, for the homeless places, food banks around the country. And I am the chef for Boston, and I represent the New England Patriots.
Oh, jeez, right? This
okay,
is what happens.
Which is the five-time, they are the Super Bowl champions at the moment here. So I'm not, you know, I'm doing okay. You know, I'm not complaining. The Red Sox, you know, they're a great team too, but we just need to clarify that. I don't want John Henry to call me up and get mad at me.
No. So Diane McNamara, she calls me right before we're going to go on the air. She says, he's this, he's that, he's the Boston Red Sox, he ain't that. So I'm writing as fast as I can, right? And I'm like, okay. She says, and he makes the most amazing spring rolls. You got to ask him about the spring rolls. And I'm like, okay. So you know what? It's you know Diane. I know Diane. She is so funny. Yeah. And I'm going to send her this because she's got to get her facts straight. I love that.
Well, you know, Red Sox, Patriots, you know, they're both champions.
No. Listen, there's a big difference. Besides, they're wearing the rings right now, right? So anyway.
So
let's talk. Let's just start then. First of all, congratulations for all your success. I love it. I told you in the beginning, I do this show. We don't have to be like, you know, special guys doing radio stuff. We're just two guys talking food. And you heard my thing is, I've got a pizza oven in my kitchen. Who has a pizza oven in their kitchen? Sure. Only a foodie like me.
Yeah, well, that's great. It's better to have that than a fryer. So that's good.
You know,
there's people that have fryers in the kitchen. I always go, what is
okay.
wrong with this?
So I at least got the name of the book right. It's All About the Guest, right?
Yes.
Okay. And Diane says to me, she says, you got to ask him about the spring rolls and how this was your thing, spring rolls. So give us your story real quick.
Okay. All right. Well, I started in Boston in 1985. I was a chef. I was a very small restaurant. We had 15 people in the company. You know, I worked at a big restaurant in Faneuil Hall, and I was a chef there. And then, you know, I figured, you know, I think it was 30 people in the kitchen at that time. So I knew if I went on my own, I could start a little restaurant and do the whole thing, especially with only 15 people. It was very small. It's less than 4,000 square feet. So we started on Newbury Street in Boston. And then over the years, we've grown and we've opened in restaurants in different cities. And now we have 9, about to open 10. You know, we're coming to California. Cool. We're going to open in Irvine, California in the spring. So now we're over 1,000 people in the company. And then about 10 years ago, I started a food company, a friend of mine, and we sell a lot of products in stores. those spring rolls was our first product. I know it might seem odd that an Italian Portuguese guy named Di Filippo sells spring rolls. It's a little strange, but right. We started in our Philadelphia restaurant making Philly cheesesteak spring rolls, and they became so popular. We started selling them in stores, and we sell them in stadiums, and we sell them all over the country. I sell them on QVC. I go on there regularly. I'm actually on there this Saturday.
All right, hold. Let me just tell everybody. Hold on.
Yep.
Here's a guy who's got a rapidly growing business in the restaurant business, $65 million a year, and he's got a restaurant group that makes these food brands that are at $25 million a year. We're gonna find out his secret sauce, and I've got some other information you probably want to know about this man, Steve Di Filippo, restaurant entrepreneur, Davio's. We'll be right back. I said, all right, you're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. I'm Alan Taylor with Steve Di Filippo. He is a entrepreneur, a restaurateur, and we're talking $65 million. I mean, this guy's serious about business. He's written a book. It's all about the guest. And so we got some nice time, Steve, with you, by the way, and I appreciate Diane McNamara for hooking us up. She's been bragging about the food. She says, I think he's going to open something in California near you. And I'm like, well, I can't wait. So you're in Philadelphia, you're in Boston and Austin, Texas, Atlanta.
No. We're not in Austin.
Okay,
we're in Atlanta.
What the heck is she?
Has Diane even met me? No. Who is this lady? No, I'm just kidding. I love her. She's great.
So where are the locations for Davio's? Tell me that.
Okay, we have five in Massachusetts, all right?
Ah,
we're
okay.
In Boston, one, downtown Arlington Street, right in the Back Bay. Then we're in Chestnut Hill. We're out in Foxborough, Patriot Place.
Yeah.
Jeez, I wonder who plays there. Then we're in Braintree, Mass. And Linfield, Mass.
Okay.
And then we're in Manhattan, right on Lexington Ave, across from Grand Central. We're in Atlanta, in Buckhead. And we're also in Philadelphia, downtown Philly, and King of Prussia. We're across from that big mall. We have there's a lifestyle center there. We're in there. And then we're building in Irvine right now, Irvine, California, right near the airport. It's like, in fact, the other day I flew into John Wayne Airport and I walked over to the restaurant. I've never done that before. It was the coolest thing.
Nice.
And not Uber. Literally walked over. You know, it's about a half a mile from there.
Yeah.
It was fantastic.
Well, no, you know what? Maybe it was she was saying Boston and then I heard Austin. I don't know. She talks so fast. But listen.
Hopefully the third segment will have everything will be 100%.
You know what? I don't care if it is. That's the best part. The reality. I get phone calls like this all the time. I don't know if you know who Bob Proctor is. Do you know who Bob Proctor is?
No.
Okay. I didn't know who he was either. This is about a year or so ago. Somebody calls me and they said, do you know who Bob Proctor is? And Bob Proctor is like, he is like the godfather of entrepreneurs. And this guy has written books. He's a speaker. He's the most amazing human being in the world. I didn't know he was. So they said, I've got his cell phone. You should call Bob Proctor. And I'm like, okay, I'll call Bob. So I call Bob Proctor and people that know who he is, that realized that I didn't know who he was. And it's nothing because, you know, I mean, you can't know everybody in the whole world and you eventually meet the people that you need to meet along the path. He was this amazing guy. So I called him and I go, Bob, I don't know who you are. I apologize. But a very good friend that I trust says, I need to interview you. He goes, well, that's very nice, Alan. Now tell me who you are. And I'm like, I'm with Entrepreneur Magazine. And he's like, okay, well, let's do this. So I call him and I started out by saying, I don't know who Bob Proctor is, but I am told by very good, you know, people that are in the know that I should know who this guy is. And the same with you. I have been told that this guy, Steve Di Filippo, is the guy that can deliver information to any foodie that wants to start a restaurant. Personally, this is an entertainment radio show first and information second, because at the end of the day, my job is to make sure that people know that our business, in this case, it's the business of higher thinking or higher learning, you might want to say. It's the business of having fun along with learning. Because to me, if I am having fun while I'm learning, guess what? I retain that. Does that make sense to you?
No question. That's I talk about that all day long. I mean, I do a lot of speaking engagements all over the country, and I talk to a lot of schools. I talk to a lot of companies, and I always tell people, look, if you don't love what you do, if you don't get up in the morning and say, oh, I cannot wait to get to wherever I'm going today to work, then you should be doing it.
Exactly.
I mean, it's all, look, I'm an entrepreneur, no question, but I've been an entrepreneur since I was 12 years old.
Right.
You either are or you're not. There's no gray area when it comes to an entrepreneur someone that does what we do.
You know what it's like? It's like the alien. It's the alien creature. It's waiting to bust out of your chest. And you either let it bust out and start living life, or you sit there at your desk with your face in your hands, woeing, thinking to yourself, I hate my job. And you know what? That's what this show is about.
Well, get out of there. Get out.
Exactly.
Go do something else. Just get out.
All right. When we come back, I'm going to go by the list of stuff that they sent me that is all correct. And the correct thing is two things. One, you can check out his website, davios.com for the restaurant, or stevedefilippo.com for the man himself and his book. It's all about the guest. When we come back, we're going to learn about that from you, my friend. And I appreciate you. Look at, he's sitting in his car, everybody. This is how real it gets. I got a guy doing $75, $80 million worth of business doing an interview with me while he's in his car, probably at a red light. We'll be right back. It's what? Entrepreneur Weekly. I thought love was more or less a given.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I love the fact that this show, I can literally sit down, take someone's word when they say you should talk to this guy, and then just explore this human being in front of the world. It's like being naked in a doctor's office. Steve DeFilippo's on the line. It's like, but you're the naked one, by the way. I don't know if you know that or
well,
not. Why are you in the car, by the way? You aren't naked in the car.
The reason I'm in the car, Alan, because I don't have an office.
What?
I don't think restaurateurs should. No, I think it's ridiculous. My office is Davio's. My office is the restaurant. And, if I had an office, right, I would be there and I wouldn't be, in our business. I wouldn't be there seeing our guests. I wouldn't be there seeing our inner guests, who are the people who come through that back door. The name of my book is called It's All About the Guests, but it's a double meaning. I always thought if I took care of the people who came through that back door as well as the people that came through the front door, I'd be all set, right? Because that's 100% of the equation. So I don't have an office. If you want to meet with me, Alan, you either come to Davio's or that's it. Because I don't, unless I had to go to your office, or I had to go to some lawyer place or something, but I really try to get them to come to me and meet in the restaurant. That way I see what's going on. I'm there if a guest needs me. I'm there if an inner guest needs me. You would think a company of my size, right, over 1,000 people plus our food company has another couple hundred. That's why I don't go to an office.
I love it.
By the way, I got in the business to be in the restaurant business, right? I get in there to cook and to be in with the people. If I go to an office, I'm not in the business. I'm in an office business. It just makes no sense to me. And I have a lot of friends that have one restaurant, and they get like two or three restaurants, and they have an office. And I always say, why? Never mind the money. How much money I save? Because I have a couple of vice presidents. I got a couple of corporate chefs that travel. If they had an office, what do you think that would cost me every month?
Well, so I know.
They work out of their houses. No, we save so much money.
I love it.
I see these companies that have marketing departments. They've got HR departments and all this stuff. Like, stupid.
Right.
Stupid.
What kind of car are you sitting in? I got to know.
Oh, really? It's an S550. Come on. What do you think?
Of course. I love that. I love a Mercedes. Of course. I love it. Okay, but just everybody, just listen. If you're just joining us, we're talking to Steve DeFilippo. He's an entrepreneur, restaurateur, Davio's, Northern Italian Steakhouse, davios.com. He also wrote
the book. Which makes no sense, Alan.
Right, I know.
If you know, if you've been to Italy, but there's no such thing as a Northern Italian Steakhouse. I mean, when real Italian people come in from Italy, they always say to me, where did you get this Northern Italian? Because we were a Northern Italian restaurant for many years, and then I changed us to more of a steakhouse about, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And so I kind of invented it. I made up Italian Steakhouse, it was just, so when they ask me, I always go, we make shop here. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not supposed to swear on the radio?
Yeah, keep going. I love it.
Okay. Well, we make stuff up in America. I know there's no such thing, but we make it up.
Yeah,
it's okay.
I love it, man. I love it. Okay. Now I get why Diane wanted me to talk to you. You and I are just alike. Now let's talk about the book. So it's all about the guests. By the way, thank you for letting me just call you out of the blue like this normally what I go through before we go on the air is I have one of these what we call pre-calls. But I thought, you know, Diane says he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Go ahead. I'm just going to which I love this, by the way. I love it. Yeah. So talk about your book. What brought you to finally putting this all down on paper?
It's funny. At the beginning of the book, the first sentence, I asked my wife, I told my wife, you know, I'm thinking about writing a book. And she looks at me, you know, we've been together for a long time, 30 years. She looks at me and she goes, why would anybody want to read a book by you, my wife? You know, she says this to me. You know, she keeps me grounded, I'll tell you that. And I explained to her that wherever I go, I can be in a supermarket, I can be at a baseball game, I can be at a party, walking down the street, okay? And people come up to me wherever I go, all over the country, and want to know, you know, how did I do it? You know, how do you get in the business? I have a son. He's in culinary school. Would you mind talking to him? I have a brother who's a manager of a restaurant. He's thinking about going on his own. Would you mind talking to him?
Right.
You know how many people I talk to who want help? So I, you know what? I should write a book. I mean, I've been doing this for 30 plus years.
Right.
I a lot has happened to me, you know. So I put the book together and I really am honest. I talk about the good stuff. I talk about the bad stuff. I tell stories. It's a fun book because it's not a business book where you read it and it tells you what to do. I kind of tell you what I did, and I give you a lot of help and ideas and what not to do. And I give you numbers. There's a chapter about numbers. I show you a P&L. I mean, I think it's a real entertaining book. I mean, people love it, and you know, I really recommend it. Anybody who is thinking about getting in the business or who's interested in the business, and not just about restaurants. It's, you know, if you're a landscaper or if you're any kind of small business, you got to read it because it's all about taking care of your customer, really.
Right.
You know, and you have two customers. I want to make sure people understand that it's not just the customer that gives you money. It's your employees or your customer as well. And I call them guests, but you really want to take care of them because if you don't take care of your people, you don't have a company, in my opinion.
Mm. I love it. I love it. Yeah. We got a lot to talk about. I got a bunch of questions that they sent me.
By the way, one more thing, Al.
Yeah.
I still have 5 of the original 15 people in my company 32 years later.
If I do the math, by the way, I've been married 31 years. You and I are the same age, but we got so much to talk about. But if I do the math, you're doing $90 million a year, and you still don't have an office. He's calling me from his
car.
No
office. Nope.
You're a complete animal.
Why do you need an office? I have a phone. I can right now tell you exactly what the numbers are in every restaurant. Okay, I have an app. I can look at my phone and I can look at the reservations in every restaurant. Who's coming in tonight? I could put in notes about these people.
All right, hold it. It says here, live with passion. Can you hear it in him? All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back with Steve DeFilippo and Davios.com. Check it out while we're in the commercial break. Be right back.
Stay tuned. There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
So fresh back from a couple of weeks off, gaining 10 pounds, eating my face off. And the first guy I have on the guest on the show is what? A guy who owns a bunch of restaurants that I'm going to be going to because he's opening one close to me. But the restaurant is called Davios. You can find it at Davios.com or on his personal website, Steve. DeFilippo.com. That's DIFILLIPPO. Steve DeFilippo.com. He's doing $90 million worth of business. He's written a book. It's all about the guest. And I love that. And I do want to, let's just get into the kind of the normal stuff where I actually have some notes that I should be working from. And one is about mentors and the importance of mentors. And maybe you could just give a little bit about that, Steve, because we got so much to talk about. I'm such a foodie. I can't wait because I've heard nothing but great stuff about your restaurant and you. So, but let's talk about mentors for the entrepreneur.
Well, I think mentors, you know, I don't think anybody who's successful in this world has not had a mentor. I mean, I bet Bill Gates, if we've got him on the line right now, he has a mentor. I mean, everybody has to have a mentor. I mean, you know, if you just can't just do it yourself, you know, and I still have mentors that I deal with today. I mean, I still have people who, this guy Herb Chambers, who owns big car dealer here in Massachusetts, one of my best friends. And when I have an idea, I call him up. I said, hey, Herb, what do you think of this idea I'm thinking about? You know, he gives me the yay and the nay. And, you know, I don't care what level you're at, you know, especially if it's just getting started. You know, I don't know, it could be a parent, your mom, your brother.
Yeah.
Could be the uncle you have, you know. You have to have mentors. I think it's a huge thing. And it's amazing how many people don't do that. They think it's embarrassing or they don't want to ask. You know how many mentors I am to people? I mean, there's hundreds of people that call me
that I'm a mentor to.
And I,
what's interesting, here's the way I see it, because something happened to me recently. Is I called a mentor friend of mine who I trust. What is a mentor? Somebody that you trust. You put your trust into to be able to bounce something off of, and whatever they say, good, bad, or ugly, you're going to trust it because you trust in that person, right? So I called a friend of mine, and a bunch of my friends that were just, you know, acquaintances, friends, would say to me, oh, that's a stupid idea. That, and I'm like, I poo-poo them away, no problem. But when my mentor told me it was a stupid idea and told me why, man, deal over. I never even gave it a second thought. I shut it down so fast because I put my trust in that person. And that is the most important thing, is that, you know, you ignore what other people say when they say to you, oh, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Your mentor says that to you, you believe him, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, Warren Buffett, Dale Carnegie was a huge thing with him. If you ever saw Being Warren Buffett, there's a movie out, and I saw it recently, and he talks about Dale Carnegie. He thinks that going to that class was more important to him than going to Columbia. I mean, it was like, you know, that he was a huge mentor of his.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So, there you go.
Well, Dale Carnegie, let's see now. That is the course about interacting with people and knowing
right.
how
public
to
speaking.
Yeah, public speaking and knowing how to communicate properly. And I had a friend of mine one time say to me, he says, you know, you and your life, everything, the glass is half full. He goes, I don't know why you have that attitude. I had never heard of Dale Carnegie. This was a decade ago or so. And he says to me, I'm going to, you know, I got this class. I'm going to take Dale Carnegie. About a month later, I see the same guy. He comes to me and he shakes my hand. He says, you are a perfect study of Dale Carnegie. And he goes, I apologize to everything I said to you. And I of course, I had to read the, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, yeah, there is something to having a positive attitude, having passion behind what you do, believing in yourself, listening to mentors. I love this stuff. All right, here's another one for you. Sure. I'm looking at the list of stuff. Now, you're in the food business, a very difficult business. And I see one of these things that says, stay fresh or die. Innovation is the key.
Right.
The food business.
Right.
That's a tough business.
Right. Well, okay. Well, I can talk about that forever. Look, how many restaurants do you know, like Bennigan's or, you know, there was a Hilltop Steakhouse here in Boston. It was the highest grossing restaurant in the 60s and 70s. Highest. They were doing $25 million in the 70s, okay?
Whew.
Where is it now? It's a parking lot, okay? It's gone. It's going to be a strip mall soon. Because they never change. You cannot stay the same. I tell people all the time, if your menu is the same as it was 10 years ago, you're in trouble. Might even be 5 years ago. I mean, you like, for example, farro. You know farro? It's an Italian grain. Okay, I had no idea what farro was 3 years ago. It is our number one salad on our menu now. Farro. It's crazy. Now, if I didn't put farro on the menu, you know, I would lose all those salad people. You know,
right.
It's a huge, huge thing. So I tell people all the time, stay current, pay attention, you know, eat out, go online, check out menus, read cookbooks. You can't just, you know, live off your old menu. It's a big mistake. Oh, my goodness. It's crazy.
Mm. Keep your eye on the money. Food cost is key.
Yeah. Right. Well, how many restaurants, right? You go there, right? You're there. You go there. They're there for a few months. It's packed every night. It's can't get in. And then like a year later, it's gone. It's out of business. Why? Because every day they were open, they were spending more money than they were taking in. Their food cost was probably 50, 60%. Their labor cost, their liquor cost. We're a business of numbers. And if you, you know, you don't realize it because you get, you know, 30, 60 days on your food, the liquor. So by all of a sudden you wake up 4 or 5 months later and you're like, why don't I have any money? Where's all my money? You know, why do I owe vendors so much? You know right away, if you're not paying your vendors on time, you're not making money. You know, your costs are too high, you know, and this business, you know, it's almost too easy to get in sometimes, but it's a really hard business to stay in if you don't watch your numbers. I always tell people, people think I'm crazy when I say this. They always say, oh, you need to watch your numbers every week. No, no, no. Not even every week. Not even every day. How about every hour? You need to watch your numbers every hour in this business, or you're not going to be in it very long.
Whew.
That's what I tell people all day long, every hour. You need to be watching your costs every hour.
How about technology? My dad owned a car wash for a while, and in the car wash, we had a computer that was watching not only, you know, how many washes you did and how much and how many employees you have on, and you have to watch the weather, because if the weather gets sunny, the car wash takes off. If it starts raining, you better start getting ready to lay your people off or tell them to go home for the day, whatever. Do you have that in the restaurant business where you can really watch? You were saying you can watch on your phone.
Yes, I do. We have cameras everywhere, obviously. Very important. You know, I have our computer systems, I have it tied to all our phones, so I can look right now as we speak. I can see what the numbers are in all the restaurants, different time zones. I can look at the phone. I can also, you know, look at the cameras if I needed to be, you know, which is important. But you really get it, you know, your accountant is very important. We don't do monthly numbers. We do weekly numbers. So I'm looking at our food costs, our labor, our liquor costs on a weekly basis. And I think a month is too long. Now, we do a big one for the month, obviously, for IRS purposes, but we do it every week. Every Friday I get numbers. If you wait a month, it's too long.
So
I think it's really important to maintain that. You know, there's so many systems now that are cheap to buy. Back of the house systems to watch your costing.
Well, they have technology that'll do anything for you these days. Now hang tight, we got to take another commercial break. I got my new friend here, Steve DeFilippo. He is the amazing dude, pushing up on $100 million worth of restaurant business and food business. And he's staying a regular guy, which is what I love about him. Principal, honest, he cares about his customers and his employees the same way. This is what America is about. A guy who jumps into it, obviously with no education, might I say. No, I don't know, but I'm going to find out about that on the other side as we talk more with Steve DeFilippo. We'll be right back.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I've got one of those very guys right now, Steve DeFilippo. Davio's Restaurants, they're pushing almost $100 million worth of food products. Also on QVC, we'll ask you that in a minute. Opening one in Irvine pretty quick in Southern California, but they're in Philadelphia, in Boston, Atlanta, all over the place. Just go to davios.com. You can find out more. His book, It's All About the Guest. Now, I said something. I don't have any clue, but I just thought I'd play with you. He doesn't even have an education, but what kind of an education do you have?
I went to Boston University in Boston. I have a marketing degree, so I went to the business school there, a very, very good business school. In fact, I don't think I could get in there today. It's a very highly regarded school. Then after that, I went to a chef school in Boston, actually Cambridge School of Culinary Arts. So I got a chef degree. I have a business degree. But, you know, I have a lot of people who are very high up in my company who have not been to college. I mean, college, I think, is great if you want to go to college. If you don't want to, or if you can't afford it, you know, community school is fine. What I like about college is it kind of gives you time to kind of grow up, get your act together. Right. You know, what's the rush? Take your time. You know, if you can take a little time to go to college, I think it's important. But actually, get into a good restaurant group. Get some mentors. Work for a great owner, a great chef. That's really what you need to do.
Yeah. No, I agree. When you're looking to hire somebody, do you look at the education or do you look at the character of the person?
I do. Yeah. I look at it all. But you know what? I look at the eyes.
Yeah.
I look at the person. I look at, does this person have the passion? Now, it's hard to find someone crazy like me that I'm just insane about this business. I mean, I can tell you. I just love it so much. I feel like I'm just getting started after 32 years. So I don't always find people exactly like me, but if they got the smile, they got the eyes, and they want to serve, okay? Because we work nights, weekends, holidays. We work when everyone else is off, right? So if you don't understand that, you know, and you're looking at how many hours you're going to work, or, you know, you don't like waiting on people, or you don't like serving people, don't do this business, okay? Because that's what we do. When I was 10, 11, 12 years old, I cooked my brothers and sisters and my parents. I love to serve, you know, and if you don't like that, you're in the wrong business. And I'm amazed how many people get into it and they don't understand that. It's kind of basic, don't you think?
I do. Now, let's come back to your book. It's all about the guest. Sure. Why did you call it that?
Well, it's a double meaning. I obviously, the guest who walks through the front door, the customer, it's all about them. But it's not. It's all about the inner guest. We call our employees inner guests, the people that come through the back door. And I always felt if I treated our employees like guests, inner guests, like they would be with me forever. In fact, I still have 5 of the original 15 people in my company. I mean, I have people that's 20 years, 25 years, 10 years, 15 years, you know. We were one of the first restaurants in Boston in the 80s to have health insurance. I mean, really? Health insurance? That was something that no one thought to give their employees. I mean, I thought it was insane. You know, if you're not healthy, how can you go to work? Right?
I know.
You don't have teeth. If you don't have a dentist, you know, how do you work in this business?
Right.
So these are things, vacations. You know, what, can't have a vacation? You work in a restaurant. So we have dishwashers who get 5 weeks vacation. They've been, you know, not just more like prep guys who've been with us a long time. I got this guy, Jaime. He's one of the original Davio's guys on Boston. And he's been with them for, you know, over 30 years. He gets 6 weeks vacation now.
I can hear the conversation you had with, what'd you say his name was?
Jaime.
Jaime, you work here. You need a vacation. You need health insurance.
So he makes the bolognese, right? So he makes all the sauce. So I always tell people, don't go to Boston and get the bolognese in August because Jaime doesn't make it in August. Probably not very good. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And then, you know, what's interesting. Where did you learn that? I mean, where did that come from? Or did you just, your heart kind of pump it out and say, you know, hey, boss,
talking to your own head, you know? My dad, my father, and my mom were very philanthropic growing up. My mom always had, like, she was part of this thing called Home for Little Wanderers, where it was back when they had kind of, you know, sad places where kids would go without parents, and we would have kids over the house. You know, we would have dinner with people. I had no idea who these people were at the table. And, you know, my father was very philanthropic, always donating money and time, you know. And I kind of just grew up in that environment, you know. And so I think I'm glad you brought this up because it's one of my questions. I have 10, you know, I have a bunch of questions I ask people when I interview them. But
all right, hold it. Let's go on the other side of the break, and we'll finish the questions over there. Steve DeFilippo, he has Davio's Restaurant, and you can find out more at davios.com or stevedefilippo.com. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. This is just a fun show. Thanks, you guys, because I'm a foodie. I'm learning just like you. We'll be right back.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, this is definitely the most unorthodox interview I've ever done. I picked up the phone. I called Steve DeFilippo. I said, Steve, my friend Diane says I should talk to you. He's in his car talking to us from his car. Are you in Boston right now? Where are you, Steve?
I'm actually north of Boston because there's a huge storm coming tomorrow. So
oh, boy, nice.
I'm just out, you know, crazy.
His book is called It's All About the Guest, and he says, and a whole lot more, in essence. He's done, he does pushing up on $100 million a year right now in business, in the restaurant business and in the food business. And it's amazing how I think this is the most difficult business to be in because you have a perishable product, one. You have a product that if you serve it and it's not good, you have food poisoning and all the things, all the reasons why I would never go into the restaurant business. When I talk to you, I think that's nothing in comparison to the human factor and the customer, you know, making sure that it is all about the guests. I mean, there's so many elements to it, though, Steve. It seems so huge. And you do it like it's nothing. You love it. I can hear it in you.
All right. Well, I think a lot of people kind of complicate it. You know, to me, it's not that hard.
Of course not.
What I do,
professionals
so
make it look easy.
Organized. By the way, we didn't answer that question. One of my questions I ask people when I hire them.
Oh yeah.
Is I always ask them, what do you do to be philanthropic? Like if someone says to me, oh, on Thanksgiving, I go to the food bank and I dish out food for the homeless people. Do you think you want that person in your company? I think so.
Yeah.
Right. Especially with what we do. They're great chemistry people. And if I ask somebody, so what do you do to be philanthropic? And they go, what does that mean? They usually don't get the job. I got to tell you. So it's very important to be philanthropic in the restaurant business because that's what we are.
Well,
that's
so
very
you say, and I love that about you. You said it's not that big of a deal. And of course, the professionals make it look like it's simple, but it is. It boils down to systems and processes, does it not?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. It's all about the system, and if you go to Davio's in Linfield or Davio's in King of Prussia, Pennsylvania or Atlanta, I'm hoping you're going to get the same experience. You're going to have the same steak. We control our meat, our fish, and we control all our ingredients. And then we have a heck of a training program. We hire great people. Isn't it just easier to hire the right person the first time?
Yeah.
Right. It's not that hard. If you hire the good, honest people who love this business and have passion for it, you're halfway there. Then you just got to teach them your way. And then you're all set. It's not that hard. Mm. I crack up when people say, oh my God, you're in the hardest business of the world. I don't know. I think flying an airplane seems a little more complicated to me.
And those guys would say to you, it's nothing. But let me ask you, we got about 2 minutes left. How did you jump over to QVC? Because forget about the restaurant for a minute. You're doing $25 million in Davio's food brand line. That's
right. Not
crazy.
Just the QVC. I mean, we're in over 5,000 stores around the country now. But QVC, the woman who, one of the buyers there was at our Philadelphia restaurant and loved our Philly cheesesteak spring roll. And she said, would you consider, coming on QVC? So, it wasn't so easy. I had to go through training and the product had to make it through their QA. I mean, it was a lot of work. But we finally got it done, and then we did that, and now we've moved on to other, I'm selling salmon, I'm selling meatballs, I've done quesadilla, I've sold a lot of stuff, chicken parm, lasagna, I'm selling a lot of stuff on QVC now, and I'm down there once or twice a week now. It's actually taken a lot of my time, but the numbers are extraordinary. I mean, QVC, the power, now they just bought HSN too now.
Right.
They're about a $13, $14 billion company. They're as big as the NFL.
Wow. Crazy. Good Lord. Well, all I can say is, first of all, I love you, man. You are full of passion. I can't wait to meet you in person. Diane McNamara, you are right. You and I are kindred spirits. I can't wait to go to your restaurant, Davio's. You guys can find his products at davios.com. I probably have seen him on TV for anybody that watches the QVC or any of those things. And I'm sure that, this book of yours is going to be, and probably is, because I understand it's been out for, a year or so, or a couple of years.
It's been out a couple of years. Yeah. I'm actually writing a new one now. I'm doing a cookbook, an entertaining cookbook. How to have a party like I would have a party, because a lot of people have no idea how to have a party at their houses.
Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
I'm
going to teach you how to have a party like a restaurateur.
I love it. All right, you guys, if you're in Philadelphia or any of those markets, Atlanta, Boston, check out Davio's. Pick up his book. It's all about the guest. Exceeding expectations in business and in life, the Davio's way. Steve DeFilippo, thank you, brother. It's been an absolute pleasure.
All right, Alan. So we'll make sure when we open in Irvine, hopefully you'll come out too.
Absolutely. What are you kidding me? All right, that's about it for us this week, everybody. This has been Entrepreneur Weekly. This time, there wasn't much homework, but I think that's the best kind. See you next week.
This program copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.